because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Mattoon, Illinois. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for Silver Streak Basketball. The Streaks 13-1 take on the 10-1 Sullivan Lady Redskins here this morning in Game 3 of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Yesterday, the Streaks picked up a couple of victories. They struggled early against Salem, but came out with a 63-49 win. Defeated Olney by a final of 67-37. Sullivan won their early game yesterday. They defeated Olney 75-48, but they turned around and lost yesterday evening to Salem 48-31. So the Streaks and Lady Redskins should be a good battle here this morning. As Sullivan comes in with a couple of pretty good players, especially Emily Neuhauser, who is a 5'11 center. She can handle the ball a little bit, and she has actually signed a letter of intent to play basketball at Eastern Illinois University. Scored 43 points in the first game yesterday morning against Olney, but then turned around and got shut down by the Watson girl from Salem in the second game.
Yeah, and, you know, the big thing is going to be for the Streaks is to fight not only having to deal with a pretty good Sullivan team, but also this early morning start. The Streaks have not started this early all season long, and in fact, I would guess if you ask Coach Massey, he hasn't been very happy with the first halves in either of the early Saturday games either. So, you know, this is one of those things where you're going to have to get up, you're going to have to get moving. We saw the team got here a little bit ago. They've been in the locker room since they've been here. So hopefully it's a situation where they all got plenty of sleep last night, Tom, and they're ready to go this morning.
Yeah, we were actually the first ones here. The only ones that beat us to the school were the AD and the assistant AD. And there was a janitor in here who was blowing the rest of the stuff out of the bleachers with a gas-powered blower. So we're still getting rid of the fumes of that.
Yeah.
but yeah, we were the first ones in the gym here this morning, which actually kind of surprised us a little bit. We got here and was like, oh, we better check and see if the door's even unlocked. Yeah, and then the Sullivan team just walked in about, our girls have been here for probably a good, I don't know, a half hour or so, 40 minutes, and the Sullivan girls just walked in maybe about 5 minutes ago. But they played the early game yesterday. They come from a short distance, and the AD here told me that they just got here about 20 minutes before the game yesterday as well. So, yeah, they played the 8:30 game yesterday morning. So the Streaks 13-1. Sullivan comes in with a record of 10-1. We, since the Sullivan team and coach just walked in, we're going to see if we can get a word with their head coach, Sherry McCain. If so, we'll do that next. Otherwise, we'll also talk with Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, coming up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
So I called the lawyer, Ponder Law.
On the Syngenta thing? Is this going to be one of those deals where the lawyers make all the money?
No, it's the opposite. Onder works with each farmer individually, so you get your own settlement.
Yeah, well, I didn't plant Syngenta seed last year, the Viptera or the Duracate.
Doesn't matter. When Syngenta promised those traits would export to China, everyone planted for corn. Mm-hmm. And when China denied, well, you were there.
Yep.
Massive glut. Prices plummeted on all our corn.
Well, I don't believe in suing. I'm more of a handshake guy.
Me too, but handshakes should be about trust. And I still like my Syngenta guy, but really, it's his company that hurt us all on this deal, so they should make it right.
I just hate this legal stuff.
Ted, you plant a fair amount of ground. We all lost a bunch of money on this Syngenta trade.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to keep them honest.
Yeah, we do. What's the name of this law firm?
Onder Law, in the heart of the Midwest. Call toll-free 844-BAD-CORN or go to badcorn.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Thanks, Tom. I'm here with head coach Sherry McCain. Coach, your team came into the tournament 9-0. You obviously lost yesterday to a pretty good Salem team. What has been the key? What's worked for you guys coming into the tournament?
I think we've played a really good defense. We've had Britton and Emily step up each game. And they've been averaging double figures for us. Alyssa Stewart's been coming on here, our point guard. We've just done what we've needed to do here in the last few games to put us at 9-0. Not play probably our best game yesterday, but we're hoping to bounce back this morning and come out against a very good Galesburg team.
Well, let's talk about that really quick. Obviously, an early morning start. You guys had an early morning start yesterday, so you obviously angered somebody from Mattoon who made the schedule. What needs to happen that's different than any other typical evening game that you guys do for these early morning games?
Well, first and foremost, we have to block out. We did not do a good job yesterday. I mean, almost every game that we've played so far, we've done a good job blocking out. And they've got some big girls. They've got some athleticism. So we're going to have to play some better defense, and we're going to have to do a better job of boxing out. And like I said, we had a good start yesterday morning at 8:30, and we got the girls up this morning a little bit earlier and got them in the gym shooting around. So hopefully, like I said, they'll come ready to play this morning.
Have you had a chance to watch Galesburg yet?
Yes, we watched him yesterday. We played him this summer, actually, in the Effingham tournament. And, it was a tough game. It was close. We were ahead about most of the game, about 4 minutes in, and we just kind of ran out of gas, and they wound up beating us by five. But, like I said, they're a talented team. So, and being a 3A school, that's kind of what we got in this competition for. So.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask next was, obviously, this is a good opportunity for you guys being 2A to come up, play some bigger schools, challenge yourselves a little bit. What do you see as head coach? What do you see as an advantage, even though you may take a loss like yesterday? How does that affect the psyche of the team?
We've told them from the beginning of the year, we've kind of beefed up our schedule a little bit. We played Mount Zion, we're playing Mattoon, Charleston, and to get in this tournament, I wasn't anticipating being on a side where there was all 3A schools, but that's what we did this for, was to get them ready, so that when we get ready for postseason play, 2A teams, if our backs are against the wall, we've been challenged all year long. So, like I said, you got to play the best and to be the best, and that's kind of what we're shooting for. Is down the stretch is to help prepare us.
For Sullivan to come out on top in this game, what do you think are the three biggest keys for your team?
Rebounding, first and foremost. We have to handle the bigs down low. We did not do that well last night. We let 44 in the paint shoot wherever she wanted. They've got two big girls with Clay and then 54 down low. And for us, we got to shoot the ball. We were timid last night, and we did not look to attack the ball and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. So today we've got to be more aggressive offensively.
Excellent. Thank you, Coach, and good luck this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Sullivan head coach Sherry McCain here on the pregame show. We'll come back and hear from Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In a season of falling temperatures and rising energy bills, your local Bryant professional is always ready, standing by to protect your home's comfort and defend you from uncomfortable temperatures and the higher energy bills associated with them. Ready to do whatever it takes for your home, your family, and you to be comfortable without breaking the bank. Because when the temperature falls, that's when your local Bryant professional turns up the heat efficiently.
With freezing temps, the last thing you want is to wake up or come home to a very cold house. Whether you need repairs or it's time for a new furnace, call Zach Johnson and Randy Trago at Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical today at 309-734-PIPE. That's 734-PIPE.
Bryant, whatever it takes.
The trucking industry provides an essential service to the American economy. DCM Transport is looking.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it, OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, altogether better, Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue in Galesburg, you better call Dave's, Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks are set to take on the Sullivan Lady Redskins. Let's send things to PA announcer Vinny Walk.
To Mattoon High School for this contest between the Lady Silver Streaks of Galesburg and the Lady Redskins of Sullivan. And now for this morning's starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting team, the Lady Redskins of Sullivan. Starting at a guard, wearing number 2, Elise Stewart. Starting at a guard, wearing number 3, Lisa Marshall. Starting at a guard, wearing number 10, Tatum Ellis. In the middle, wearing number 11, Britton Boyer. And starting at a forward, wearing number 12, Emily Neuhauser. The Lady Redskins come into this contest a record of 10-1, 1-1 in tourney action. They're coached by Sherry McCain. And now for the home team in this contest, the Lady Silver Streaks of Galesburg. Starting at a guard, wearing number 5, Raina Gulley. Starting at a guard, wearing number 14, Lexi Daniels. A forward, wearing number 20, Cassie Williams. Starting at a forward, wearing number 40, Sabrina Clay. And starting at a forward, wearing number 54, Shaylee Florine. The Lady Silver Streaks come to this contest a record of 13-1, 2-0 in tourney action. They're coached by Evan Massey.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Vinny Walk. By the way, that's Casey Williams and not Cassie. With one S and an E, that would be Casey. Just saying.
I would guess that it's also Alyssa Marshall and not Elisa Marshall.
Yeah, with two S's. We've got an Alyssa, E-L-I-S-S, and an Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A, both starting for Sullivan. And by the way, just because you call your teams the Lady Redskins and the Lady Green Wave, we are not the Lady Streaks. We're the Galesburg Silver Streaks. I'm just saying. All right, Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Sullivan in their road black, trimmed in red and white. Shaylee Florine steps into the center circle of the Streaks. And Britton Boyer, that's right, it's like Brittany without the Y, B-R-I-T-T-A-N. Britton Boyer steps in for Sullivan. And she looks to be probably at least as tall as Shaylee, right around 6'1". Tip won by Shaylee and brought down by Sabrina Clay. And Sullivan opens, looks like they're playing a 1-3-1 zone perhaps. Yes. Lexi Daniels, top of the key for three. Good! Nice way to start the ball game. Good to see Lexi get off right at the beginning of the game. Full court pressure from the Streaks. In it comes to Boyer. Boyer in the backcourt. Tall ball handler working against Sabrina Clay. Gets it across right side. Now goes down to the low block. Inside it goes to Emily Neuhauser. She lays it up and in.
Well, the girl from that's going to Eastern Illinois, one to watch for, Emily Neuhauser, gets right on the board right away. So she had a poor game against Salem for her standards anyway. She only put 8 points on from what we were told.
Sabrina Clay, top of the key out high right side to Raina Gulley. Back to Sabrina, down into the right corner. It goes to Lexi Daniels, right wing. Raina Gulley to Sabrina at the free throw line. Kicks to Casey Williams down in the left corner. Down a low block, it goes to Shaylee. She'll lean and go up off the glass and good. Great ball movement by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice, quick, crisp passes.
Well, and a good job right there by Casey to recognize that she had Shaylee underneath. She thought about taking it in herself and saw Shaylee right there.
Now a steal by Sabrina Clay. Nice defense by Shaylee as well. It's Lexi Daniels right wing to Raina out high on the right side. Streaks lead 5-2. Sabrina Clay down in the right corner. Tried to get it to Lexi. Overthrew her just a little bit. Good quick ball movement, but a little high on the pass that time. So the Streaks turn it over for the first time with 6:41 to play here in the first quarter, leading 5-2. And that's what you got to do against the zone, especially with a 1-3-1, is that quick ball movement to catch the zone before they shift.
We also haven't seen them go into the middle yet, but that's something else to take a look for, too.
Alyssa Stewart gives way to Britton Boyer. Boyer out high on the right side. Out between the circles goes to Neuhauser. Neuhauser in the side. It's knocked away by Sabrina Clay. Coming up with it, Raina Gulley to Casey Williams running the floor left side. Casey traveled, tried to get her steps before she went up. Thought she was close enough that probably was if she didn't have to take a dribble, but her feet were not right when she caught the ball, which wasn't her fault, just the way she happened to catch it in stride. So the Streaks turned it over with 6:20 to play here in the first quarter, leading 5-2. Across midcourt, this is Ellis, Tatum Ellis. On the dribble, stops top of the key, bouncing right off the back of the leg of Raina Gulley, and Casey Williams comes up with it. Now Lexi Daniels. Lexi on the right side, picks it up on the wing, gives to Raina between the circles. Left wing, Casey Williams will fire the wide open three, bounces high, and that's no good over the top. And I thought, again, I agree with you, I thought when it went over the top that they call a dead ball. Down to the right side, Neuhauser drives in, fakes, gets it up off the glass, and good. Nice move by Neuhauser. He faked Casey Williams and went around baseline and got an easy two. Make it 5-4 Streaks, 5:40 to play first quarter. Sabrina Clay, top of the key, left wing. Casey Williams back to Sabrina. And here's a steal by Alyssa Stewart. Gives way to Boyer. Boyer drives down and a blocking foul. Wow. That was it Sabrina or Reyna?
Again, this is one of those situations they're going to call on Sabrina, which is ridiculous because Sabrina was planted there. And it's I think the only reason it got called that way was because she didn't fall down. And that's a terrible call. I was going to give the officials credit because down at that other end there was a play where the ball got thrown off the back of Reyna's legs. And yeah. We've seen at times before where there's been incidental contact. Yeah. They call it a kick, and you're supposed to actually actively try to kick the ball.
So, yeah, she just ran. I mean, yeah, Sabrina was definitely set. Neuhauser was just Boyer went in out of control and ran right into her. She hits both free throws and gives Sullivan a 6-5 lead. Left wing, Casey Williams. Out high left side, it's Sabrina Clay to Lexi Daniels, right wing. Now Reyna back to Lexi, right wing. Out high right side, it's Reyna. Top of the key, Sabrina Clay, left baseline. Casey Williams goes to the wing, gives to Reyna at the free throw line, drives down the right side of the lane. Contact, no call. Missed the shot. No. Oh, my goodness.
It's a good call. Yeah. Shaylee got tied up with Neuhauser. Neuhauser had the basketball and pulled her over, so Shaylee got called for over the back. I don't mind that call. Yeah. I do mind the no call and the contact to Reyna because Reyna had clearly absorbed more contact than even Boyer got down at the other end.
Yeah. Going up for that layup. So first foul on Shaylee. Two team fouls on the streaks. And it comes to Boyer. Cross midcourt. Top of the key. Gets tripped up. Yeah. Incidentally, yeah. I don't know. You know, Kaylin was running and the girl ran into her, tripped over. And that's the way that call always goes. But Kaylin picks up a foul. I would rather see a travel call because it wasn't. I mean, a foul to me means there's intent. I don't know.
I guess then you'd argue that it was intentional then.
Well, yeah, there you go. Inside, a steal by Lexi Daniels as the pass was overthrown by Alyssa Stewart. Now it's Reyna with it. Gives to Sammy Thompson on the left wing. Sabrina Clay down on the left block. Turns, faces up. Kicks back out. Her pass is stolen away by Stewart. On the run.
Not a good pass there by Sammy. She's got to recognize that as she comes back up with the steal, she's got to recognize who all Sabrina has on her. She was triple teamed. You can't throw it into her in that situation.
Now Kaylin Boyson left wing to Sammy Thompson. Right baseline goes to Lexi Daniels. Quick pass to Reyna. Gets bumped again. No call. Top of the key at Sammy Thompson. Left wing, Kaylin Boydston. Swing it all the way over. And that was a dangerous pass. It got knocked away. Streaks are going to get it back, though, fortunately. Yeah, you can't make that pass against a 1-3-1 because the middle of that zone is way spread out. And fortunately, Ellis was only able to get a hand on it and not get the steal. So the Streaks will have it at midcourt.
Well, and the other thing is you got to be able to snap. If you're going to even try, you've got to be able to snap it across quick enough. And it doesn't look like Kaylin has that strength to be able to pop it across there. So she's got to shorten up her passing lanes.
And where you can really beat a 1-3-1 is with that baseline shot. Yes. Right there. There it is. Lexi Daniels, right baseline for three is good.
Good
that's what
call.
I was just going to say. That's where you beat the 1-3-1 because you got one defender playing under the basket, running across back and forth to both sides. So with that quick ball movement, that's where you get it. Near steal by Sammy Thompson. Now this is Boyer down the right side, spins into the paint. 10-footer is up and good. That was a pretty good move by Britton Boyer. She's got four. Make it to eight apiece with 3:46 to play in the first quarter. I think she's a better ball player than the Neuhauser.
we'll see as the game goes on.
Well, that's true. Reyna Gully, top of the key, dribbles right, gets to Lexi on the right wing. Right baseline, it goes to Sabrina Clay, back out high right side to Reyna. Right baseline, Lexi, another wide open three. That one is short. Rebound off the hands of Sammy Thompson, goes to the floor, finally picked up by Reyna to Sammy, left wing. Swings it over to Lexi on the right wing. Reyna Gully, top of the key with it now on the dribble, brings it back out between the circles, out high left side to Kaylin Boydston. Back to Reyna now, dribbles right, gets picked from Sabrina, right baseline, Lexi for three, got that one! That is three, and make it 11-8 Streaks with 3:05 to play here in the first quarter.
I think Lexi just had too much power yesterday. Now a little bit earlier in the morning, she's not as strong, and she's just swishing them.
Neuhauser tries left baseline, missed the shot, rebound to Lexi Daniels, had an open look at it, and she's up slow to get up now. Reyna Gully, right baseline, kicks to Sammy Thompson out on the left side, lost the handle, now dribbles down to the left wing, and lost the handle on again, traveled, no call, now gets to Reyna, right baseline to Lexi, back out high right side, it's Reyna at the high post, now it's Kaylin Boyson out high on the left side with it, back to Reyna between the circles, Streaks will reset, and Sullivan staying in that, well now they've got to Ellis out there guarding Lexi Daniels. Now Reyna Gully from the right high post, drives it, up off the glass, got it, and she is fouled by Britton Boyer.
so strong inside as Reyna. You know, she just goes in there and she muscles her way into putting buckets in. I wouldn't be surprised, Tom, if we don't see Milroy pretty early in this game. This is the kind of game that might favor her because she can spot up and shoot those threes, which is something the Streaks don't necessarily get from some of the other guards that come in there. So we might be able to be seeing her fairly early in this one.
Reyna hits the free throw to convert the three-point play. Streaks lead 14-8. First foul on Boyer, and she's a good 6 foot. Maybe she was standing next to Shaylee on the lane there during the free throw, and she's at least 6 feet. Not quite 6'1", but that was a great job by Reyna to get that shot up and in. Now Reyna bothers the ball handler, Stewart, and knocks it away, and Reyna comes up with a steal in the backcourt. What house? And that's got to be Streaks ball. It went off of
a foul. Wow. And wow. It's going to go against Stewart.
Wow, that's surprising because they were both going after the ball, and I thought I was just hoping we got the ball back because Stewart knocked it out of bounds, but she picked up the foul. That's unfortunate for her, but we'll take that call. Casey Williams right baseline with it. Nice defense play. Wide open under the basket left side. Sammy Thompson. Casey found her. Sammy puts it up and in. They get 16-8. Streaks 2 minutes to play first quarter.
Yeah, right there, that's what happens sometimes when you're in a zone. You don't have individual responsibility. People fall asleep.
Well, travel on that one, no call, but Kaylin Boyson picks up the foul as Boyer spins into the paint. She does the same thing. She gets into the paint. She's going to make a spin move, and the Streaks either have to recognize come from the backside and wait for that trying to steal it or try to draw the charge.
Well, we saw Kaylin foul out in the second game last night, and now she's already got two fouls this morning. So
Britton Boyer at the free throw line with two shots, 2 minutes exactly to play here in the first quarter. Hits the first, make it 16-9 Streaks, checking in. To the Sullivan lineup is Paisley Meyer. Also in is Elizabeth Green. Boyer at the foul line with her second shot. Streaks have Raina Gully, Casey Williams, Kaylin Boyston, Sammy Thompson, and Shaylee Florine is as Boyer hits the second. She's got six of Sullivan's 10 points. Raina Gully out high right side, picks it up, gets to Sammy between the circles, right baseline, Casey Williams. Spots up for the three, now dribbles baseline, kicks back out to Sammy, free throw line. Tried to tip pass to Shaylee, but it's stolen away. And now coming up with it is Sullivan, it goes to Neuhauser. She'll bring it across in the center circle, walks it up for Sullivan. Gets to the free throw line, pulls back out to the top of the key, gives it up to Boyer. Boyer top of the key. Just wanting to get in, I would drop way off her. Now a two-man game, lays it off to Neuhauser. She lays it up and in. Well, you're going to score a lot of points when you just get layups like she's gotten so far.
Well, Boyer and Neuhauser both have six apiece now to make up for the 12 that Sullivan has.
Casey Williams drives right baseline, gets hammered, and it's going to go against either Neuhauser or Boyer. I think he's looking at Boyer. We'll see if that's so. That's her second. Yeah, it does go against. Oh, no, it goes against Neuhauser. That's the first foul on Emily Neuhauser. So Casey Williams, nice recognition. She caught it outside the three-point arc on the right baseline and immediately drove baseline and gets to the free throw line. First shot is up and good for Casey.
One of the Eastern Illinois assistant coaches, I would assume, is here. I saw her come in when I came into the gym, sitting across the way from us. Looks like she's on the phone.
Probably we'll see some other people in the white jerseys here today that she's going to be interested in.
Yeah.
Casey Williams, second shot up and good. That's good to see Casey get off from the free throw line. She struggled the last couple of games, and now she's 2-for-2 here this morning. Streaks lead 18-12, 1-10 to play here in the first quarter. Neuhauser drives down the right side, cut off by Casey on the right wing. Picks up, gives to Boyer. Boyer spins right. And oh, boy. How do you call a push on that when she's straight up and down? Call the foul. Was it Shaylee or Lexi? No,
it
does go against
Shaylee.
That's her second foul.
Well, and she spun away from Shaylee. It looked like she got clear. I mean, I thought it was a really good move by Boyer. I don't know. I didn't see any contact on the shot. I think she just missed it.
Yeah, she spun back to the to her right to the baseline, and Shaylee stood there with her hands up as Boyer hits the first free throw. She's 5-for-5 from the line.
And the Streaks have shot two.
Goodness. Route three, Reyna had the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Now make it, don't miss that one, Casey Williams with the rebound. Good, I jinxed her, huh? 1 minute to play, first quarter, Streaks lead 18-13. Kaylin Boyston, Sabrina Clay, top of the key, left baseline, Casey Williams for three. That one's off the mark. Weak side rebound, Lexi Daniels puts up the 10-footer. That bounces in.
She's having herself a game.
She's got 11, make it 20-13, Streaks 45 seconds to play, first quarter in the backcourt. This is Green. Gets it across into the front court. Now gets to Neuhauser in the center circle with 37 seconds to play. High post, it goes into Boyer. Boyer against Sabrina Clay, dribbles and spins just like we thought. Lays it off the bottom of the rim. Rebound Shaylee Florine. Pretty good job defensively that time. Shaylee with a little bit of help and bothered Boyer that time. Casey down on the low block to Sabrina, leans in, gets hammered, got it up and in, and fouled by Neuhauser. That'll be her second. Nice feed from Casey Williams. Sabrina Clay muscles it up and in, makes it, and has a chance at the two-point play or three-point play with 22 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 22-13.
Coach McLean not happy. She thought that Neuhauser was straight up and down. But
I saw that she was on her arm. In fact, I thought she got contact from both whoever else was there as well. So Sabrina Clay at the free throw line converts the three-point play. She's got three. Mega 23-13 streaks, 22 seconds. Here in quarter number one in the backcourt. This is Green with it. Near steal by Lexi Daniels. Ball goes to the floor,
yes,
and Lexi does come up with it. Now it's Rena Gully in the backcourt. Across midcourt, right of the center circle. Gives to Casey. High pass. Casey able to run it down on the near sideline. Gives back to Rena, top of the key. 7 seconds to play. Now Lexi to Sabrina with five. Now it's Rena out high with three. Lexi, right baseline, fires an off-balance three as the defense was right there, but she had to get the shot off. Couldn't hit it, but we have played one quarter of basketball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sullivan Lady Redskins. It's Galesburg 23, Sullivan 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't say it.
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
You were going to say something smart, like, would you like some fries with your salt, Michelle?
Moi?
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center. Miss Perfect over here is hassling me about my dietary choices.
Hold on there. Your doctor told you what?
To cut down on the salt.
Why? Because too much salt is bad for you, just like too much salt is bad for your car.
I'll say, road salt left on your car for any length of time can damage the clear finish, promote rust, and even affect some of the mechanics.
You should wash your vehicle at least one or two times a month and have it waxed at least every 3 months for a strong protective coating.
At Bates, we're experts in detailing vehicles. We'll clean your car inside and out and wash all that winter salt and grime away.
It's fast, affordable, and can help you maintain the value of your car.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll cut down on the salt.
Good.
If you lay off the sweets.
Now you're just playing dirty.
Call or stop by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg for all the details.
Game two of the holiday tournament from Taylorville features the Galesburg Silver Streaks against Rochester. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Galesburg Boys Basketball later this morning at 11:10 on WGIL.
We played one quarter here at Mattoon this morning. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sullivan Lady Redskins 23-13. Sullivan with the basketball to start the second quarter. This is Alyssa Stewart across midcourt right side against Raina Gully. Now back to the left near the center circle. Near steal by Raina. She swiped to the ball, gets it off to Neuhauser. Now it's Boyer out between the circles. Stewart left wing. High post Neuhauser traveled with it, but they tipped it away, able to get it back. Fires a three from the left corner. That bounces off no good. Lexi Daniels with a rebound for the Streaks. Gives it to Raina. Miss Sabrina running the floor there. Actually, probably couldn't have gotten that pass through there. Now out high right side, Lexi Daniels. High post, it goes to Shaylee Florine. Down the left side of the lane. Gets up, puts it up, can't hit, but she's fouled.
That's Neuhauser. That's
Neuhauser
her third.
Picked up her third foul. That was a nice move by Shaylee. Nice recognition there and got behind the defense. Couldn't get the shot to fall. She ended up, I think she kind of lost the ball on the way up and put it up with her right hand rather than her left. I think she would have been able to get it up with the left hand. She probably would have been able to make that shot, but Neuhauser got her right on the arm as she was going up, so Shaylee goes to the line with two shots. First one is away. That one is perfect.
I think it's needless to say, but I'll say it anyway, Coach McLean not happy with that call.
And it's checking in. Paisley Myers going to replace Emily Neuhauser. So Neuhauser, the leading scorer, actually, in the whole tournament with 52 points. And that's because she scored 43 in the first game yesterday. Second shot for Shaylee is up and good as well. 25-13 streaks, 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. On the dribble, this is Ellis.
Lexi.
And a steal by Lexi Daniels once again. Now Casey Williams, left wing, drives baseline, splits the defenders up off the glass, rolls out, no good. Shaylee with the rebound, gets pushed under the basket, no call. Now Lexi has the rebound taken away by Stewart. Left wing, it goes to Ellis. Ellis to the corner, now kicks out high to Alyssa Marshall. And it goes to Boyer, back out to Ellis. She fires a three, can't hit. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. Gives way to Raina Gully. Raina on the run across midcourt, right of the center circle. Now goes to the right baseline to Lexi Daniels. Back to Raina, out high right side. Swing it over to Casey Williams, left wing, to Sabrina Clay, top of the key. Now to Raina, out high right side. Drives the right side of the lane, leans in, puts it up. Oh, my goodness, they called a charge on her. How do you call that? One, she slid in there. She may or may not have gotten there. I didn't think she got there. But how do you call that and not the one on the other end when Sabrina was standing there right the whole time when Boyer drove in? So the foul goes against Raina. Yep. This is Tatum Ellis on the dribble, out high on the left side for Sullivan. Hands off to Stewart. Stewart dribbles left, goes to the wing, picks up, gives to Boyer, high post. She'll go to the top of the key, now dribbles right. stops and fires a long shot. That was way off the mark, an air ball, and Lexi Daniels with a rebound for the Streaks. Lexi having some kind of game. This is Raina Gully with it now, out high on the right side.
That's her fifth rebound, Tom.
What, three steals, four steals?
Three steals, five rebounds, and the 11 points.
Raina Gully, left wing, swing it to Shaley out high on the right side. Shaley takes a dribble, and a three-second call against Sabrina Clay. Two games or 2 days in a row we've seen a three-second call, both go against the Streaks. 6:09 to play first half. Streaks lead 25-13. They were up 23-13 at the end of the first quarter. Just one, just the two free throws so far by Shaley here in the second quarter. Tatum Ellis across midcourt right side, stops on the wing, fires a three-pointer. Actually, it's a two. She was on top of the line. That's going to be an over-the-back call against Alyssa Stewart as she went over the back of Raina Gully. Nice job blocking out by Raina as she went up. Stewart picked up her second foul. That is 16 fouls now on both teams, so each will be shooting free throws the rest of this half.
Some major foul issues, though, for the Redskins is Stewart with two and Neuhauser on the bench already with three.
Out high right side, this is Raina Gully with it to Lexi Daniels near the center circle. Back to Raina out high right side. She'll bring it between the circles. Still a 1-3-1 zone being played by Sullivan. Casey Williams, now Raina penetrates to the free throw line. Oh, nice pass in there to Shaley. Got knocked away, though. Who was it? Got a hand in there. Paisley Meyer stole it away. It was a nice thought. I thought it was going to get through.
And we're going to get a foul on Meyer.
They're going to call Raina. You're kidding me. Oh, no.
No, it was Meyer.
Okay. And I was going to say, I saw Raina go flying. I wasn't sure if they just collided. It's like, I was hoping you weren't pointing at Raina because saw her get tripped up.
Well, she set a moving screen. Essentially, I don't think Meyer's upset about the call, obviously, but I don't think she intentionally did it.
No, I think she was just
running down the floor.
Yeah, they ran into each other.
Right.
And I think what happened at the end is, as they were both kind of tripping, I think she kind of had her hands up and pushed Raina a little bit just to get off of her. But, a warning. The official just warned one of the assistant coaches of the Sullivan bench as Raina hits the first free throw. So the Streaks lead 26-13.
Raina now with 4 points in the game.
5:31 to play here in the first half. Second shot up and good for Raina. On the dribble, this is Stewart. Streaks lead 27-13. Now driving in. Travel against Boyer. Thank you very much. As she split the defenders there, I thought he was going to call a foul on Sabrina, but Boyer traveled with the basketball. And the Streaks get it back on the turnover with 5:20 to play here in the first half. Sammy Thompson, top of the key. Left wing, Kaylin Boydston. Back to Sammy on high left side. Takes a dribble, kicks out to Raina, right of the center circle. This is actually good for the Streaks to see this. As Sammy fires an 18-footer, bounces off. No, Lexi Daniels with another rebound for the Streaks. Gives to Sabrina, right wing. Raina out high right side, top of the key. Sammy, nice dish to Sabrina, right side. Drives down the light lane, and she is fouled by Paisley Meyer. That's her second foul.
Yeah.
Great pass from Sammy Thompson to Sabrina as Sammy caught the defense coming back to her left, made the pass back to the right. It's almost like a counter play in football there. So Sabrina goes to the free throw line with two shots. 4:59 to play first half. Streaks lead 27-13. Sabrina with 3 points and now make it four. As Casey Williams checks back in and she'll replace Lexi Daniels. Shaley Florine waiting to replace Sabrina Clay. 28-13, Streaks with a lead. By the way, the Galesburg High boys in action later on this morning. As they will go as Sabrina hits the second. 5 points for Sabrina. The Galesburg High boys will play at, they'll play at 11:30 this morning, 11:10 pregame. They're going to go for 12-0 today for the first time since the 1964-65 team as a steal by Kaylin Boyston to Sammy running the floor. Layup, too strong. Rebound comes down to Boyer for Sullivan. Boyer drives in, pulls up with a 10-footer and hits it. 4:40 to play.
That breaks a 13-1 run by the Silver Streaks. The Redskin fans not happy. They think Boydston committed a foul down here after the rebound.
Casey Williams for three, right wing. Good! First basketball ball game for Casey. She's got five. 32-15 Streaks. And what happened is kind of a similar thing. I think they were upset because the one that Meyer got down there. It's just, again, same thing. They kind of ran into each other and tripped each other up. Oh, that should have been a foul. Oh, come on. Wow. That's a horrible call there. That was a moving screen, but Sammy.
They called it again.
They called against Sammy.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yep.
Because the Streaks are interbounding the ball.
No, they called it against Sammy.
Oh,
that's a horrible call. Sammy turned to run the floor, and the girl stepped in front of her, and she ran into her.
I think Sammy's arms came away from her body when she hit, and I think that's where the call came from.
Wow. 4:15 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 32-15. In the backcourt, Boyer gives back to Stewart. But the 58-59 Galesburg boys team started 14-0, which is the best start in school history. So the Galesburg boys going for 12-0 today. Brad Minow with Jim Lee will have that action for you coming up at 11:10 for the pregame. Stewart with a three-pointer right wing. That's too strong. Shaley with a rebound. It should have been Boyer over the back. They don't call it. She missed the shot. And the rebound run down. That's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the streaks. It was Lexi running after it, but it was knocked out of bounds by That was Marshall running after the basketball. Back into the Sullivan lineup is Elizabeth Green. She'll replace April Schumann.
Who was in there briefly?
Yeah, I didn't even say her name. She was in there so briefly. 1-3-1 zone by Sullivan. 3:50 to play first half. Streaks lead 32-15. Raina Gellick to Casey Williams between the circles. Casey to Lexi, left baseline. She'll fire the three and go! That is her fourth of the game. She's got 14 points, 35-15 streaks. Now a near steal by Raina, dives after it, goes out of bounds, and it's it should be streaks ball. It was, I thought Alyssa Stewart hit it last as Raina dove for it. A timeout called by Sullivan head coach Sherry McCain. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:32 to play first half. Streaks lead 35-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Wear it to win. The new purple WGIL button, available at participating sponsors. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
3:32 to play in the first half. Streaks lead 35-15. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games. We're driving a certified pre-owned 2013 Nissan Rogue, the small SUV, all-wheel drive. Oh, my goodness. It's got everything you think of. Certified pre-owned means a 7-year, 100,000-mile factory-backed limited warranty, emergency roadside assistance. Lots and lots of goes with it, including the 167-point inspection. Check this vehicle out. All the other certified pre-owned vehicles and new vehicles at Galesburg Nissan just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Stewart with a basketball for Sullivan. Gives to Green. Green on the dribble out between the circles. 3:20 to play first half. Green stops out high right side, fires an 18-footer, rebound off the hands of Lexi Daniels and run down by Sabrina Clay. Long down court pass from Raina Gully to Shaylee Florine running the floor, lays it up left side and good. Great recognition again by Raina Gully. Sees the floor so well and saw Shaylee running the floor, rewarded her with the easy layup, make it 37-15 streaks. This is Stewart, right wing to Boyer. Back out high on the left side, it goes to Marshall. Now this is Stewart with it, back to Marshall out high left side, working against Lexi Daniels. Picks it up, gets to Boyer in the paint. She's going to spin back. Nice job by Casey Williams on the help. Yeah, should have been a three-second call, didn't get it. Now Boyer just inside the top of the key, drives in, kicks back out to Ellis. Now tied up by Lexi Daniels, jump ball, and the possession arrow points towards Sullivan. Sullivan's fans don't like it. Come play in a Western Big Six game if you think this is physical. come play against Rock Island.
During the timeout, Tom mentioned that an official hadn't blown his whistle the whole game, and then he's the one that calls the jump ball.
I didn't even notice that guy was on the floor. He seems rather aged to be out there, honestly. But, okay. Made a good call there. 2:38 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 37-15. Well, I thought, did the possession point our way?
Yeah.
Okay. Left wing, Raina Gully with it. Down to Sabrina Clay on the left block. Spins, kicks out to Lexi out on the right wing. Back to Casey between the circles. Now Raina Gully has it out left of the center circle. Now they've Raina penetrates. Nice dish to Sammy. Thompson lays it up and in. Raina penetrated, drew the defender, dumped it off to Sammy, laid it up and in. 39-15 streaks.
Six assists now for Raina.
This is Stewart. Carry the ball. Thank you very much. Nice job by Raina once again. That's what I talked about with Coach in the pregame about the job his guards do defensively, bothering ball handlers. That's exactly what Raina did that time, the high dribble by Alyssa Stewart, and we get the carry call.
Well, I wouldn't have thunk it, but there's a chance that Coach Massey could rest his starters in this game.
Yeah. Randy Gully drives, penetrates, dishes to Sabrina. Foul, no call. Second shot, if it's not a jump ball and it's not a foul, the ball just goes back to the Streaks. She got fouled the first time by Boyer, and the second time should have been a jump ball, and that's what Sherry McCain's saying, because it would be Sullivan ball if the jump ball was called. Casey Williams inbound, gives to Sabrina Clay, left wing, top of the key, it's Raina Gully. Now back to Lexi on the left wing, penetrates, gets it knocked away, and gets it back out to Raina. Raina between the circles on the dribble, they switch to a man-to-man defense now. Now Raina dumps off to Sabrina, drives down the right side of the lane, bump, lays it up and in, and one.
Sabrina didn't initially realize that it was a man-to-man, and once she did, was after Raina had already jumped in the air to lead her with the pass. If she would have rolled right away, she would have had a lot easier shot, but she scored nonetheless, and she's going to get to go to the line here.
Stewart picks up her third foul now. Sabrina Clay at the free throw line, hits the front iron, then bounces through. 8 points for Sabrina, 42-15 Streaks. This is Ellis with it. Now it's Boyer. Boyer on the left side, on the wing, on the dribble. Stopped by Raina Gully, kicks off to Stewart, three-point no good. Lexi Daniels with another rebound, outlet to Raina. Raina on the run across midcourt, gets it to Sammy, right baseline. Bounces for Sabrina, lay it up and in. What a beautiful pass, a wraparound pass on the baseline from Sammy Thompson to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina lays it up and in as Sabrina also kicks away the inbound pass. 44-15 Streaks, 1:22 to play here in the first half. One basket, or actually just, one basket here in the second quarter thus far for Sullivan. This is Stewart out near the center circle, being hounded by Raina Gully. Dribbles right, now finally picks up. Top of the key goes to Boyer. Boyer, she wants to get inside and make that spin move. Now
yes,
hands it back off to Ellis. She'll bring it out near midcourt with 1:03 to play. She picks up her dribble. Now Boyer drives down the right side. Better let her go that time. Yeah, missed the shot. Nice job by the Streaks. You weren't going to be able to get there to draw a charge, and she missed the shot. Now Raina Gully, top of the key, penetrates, stops, now kicks out to Sabrina, top of the key. Oh. Thought about the three, now this is back to Raina. Now Sammy, top of the key.
I wonder if she's under a restriction to go to the bench and she misses it.
Give and go, Sammy Thompson, Raina Gully, back to Sammy down the right side, lays it up and in, and she is fouled by Paisley Meyer, and that's her third foul. So Sammy was six, make it 46-15. Wow, we might get continuous clock in the second half. Wouldn't that be something against a team that came in with a 10-1 record and just lost their first game last night? 41.6 to play. Sammy Thompson at the free throw line with a chance at the traditional three-point play. And in and out, no good. First free throw missed by the Streaks. Sabrina Clay with a rebound, lays it up and in. 48-15 Streaks, 34 seconds to play. That was a free throw. It was the first one missed by the Streaks. Near foul by Sammy. They don't call it, as losing the ball was Ellis. She got it back. Now they're going to call it a phantom foul on
Raina. Raina got a whole ball.
Well, actually, they might have called Sammy. No, they called Sammy.
I don't even know how she got that foul.
Yeah, kind of a makeup for missing the first one, I guess. So going to the free throw line is Tatum Ellis.
Wow.
With a chance of the one and bonus for Sullivan, 24.9 to play, 48-15 Streaks. These fans would not like it if their team played Rock Island.
No.
Because they would not be able to get the ball up court. Free throw is no good. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. They would have no chance to get the ball past midcourt because they'd be bumped and pushed and shoved. And plus the fact that Rocky's really good defenders and quick on top of it, too. Raina Gully on the dribble, right of the center circle, gets a pick from Madison Ross, now goes to the right wing and stops, gives to Lexi, top of the key, now back to Raina, right wing. She'll stop, fires a 17-footer, got it! Raina with her second basket as the first half comes to an end, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are dominating the Sullivan Lady Redskins. Gave up only 2 points in the second quarter. At halftime, Galesburg leads 50-15. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard. Also, we will take a look at our halftime stats. Streaks lead it at the half, 50-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a sense of pride in caring for people in the community you were raised. This is why Dr. Elizabeth Eiler moved back and joined the private practice of Dr. James Ruppel, specializing in adult and pediatric eye care.
As far as pediatric care, I typically see patients from the ages 3 and up. When it's warranted, I offer services such as early vision therapy treatment, such as patching.
Dr. Eiler treats patients with vision problems problems associated with diabetes, macular degeneration, and other health issues, and she's experienced in contact lens fitting.
I always check to see if there's an option that could be better for the patient. There are specialty types of lenses that can work for certain situations. Really high prescriptions or complications that come after certain types of refractive surgeries. I like to work with patients to try and get the best vision possible.
Both Dr. Ruppel and Dr. Eiler are welcoming new patients. Call for your appointment today at 345-2020 or visit them in the Cottage Medical Plaza, Suite 105 in Galesburg. Dr. Ruppel, because everyone wants 2020.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. All that's left is a few short hours. Your final chance at year-end values. Don't miss the year-end Truck-tastic sales event. Going on now at Yem in Galesburg. Yem has 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now. Like a 2015 GMC Sierra 1500 SLE 4x4 double cab. You'll save $6,000. Or a 2014 Ram 1500 SLT 4x4 crew cab. Truck-tastically priced at just over $34,600. You'll save $9,000. 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now.
And time is running out.
The final days, the final deals. Shop the year-end Truck-tastic sales event. Going on now at Yem, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson, Galesburg. Taxes and tags extra. See Yem for details.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Coach Evan Massey, 811 wins in his career, going for 8-12 here this morning against the Sullivan Lady Redskins, and Streaks well on their way as they lead Sullivan 50-15 at halftime. Sullivan came in with a record of 10-1. They just lost their first game of the season yesterday evening to Salem. Streaks outscored Sullivan 23-13 in the first quarter and 27-2 in that second quarter. Only two players have scored for Sullivan. Time to take a look at our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Galesburg High boys in winter last night, 68-51 over Rantoul. They'll play again this morning at 11:30 against Rochester over Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that action 11:10 for the pregame here on WGIL. Then it'll be a 6:30 game tonight. They will take on the Dunlap Eagles. Other scores from this tournament yesterday, Sullivan beat Alney. It was Galesburg over Salem, of course, 63-49. They beat Alney 67-37. Mattoon was a winner over Effingham St. Anthony. And also Decatur-MacArthur. Vandalia beat Decatur-MacArthur and also Effingham St. Anthony. Sullivan lost to Salem last night. Some of the other scores from other tournaments of note. Normal West, who Galesburg will play a week from today, January 3rd. Morton defeated Normal West at the State Farm Tournament 49-38. Geneseo defeated Muhammad Seymour 43-30. It was Anawan over Leroy 60-51. Peoria Notre Dame lost to North Chicago 45-30. Normal U-High a winner over Champaign Centennial. Is that Central or Centennial? 71-28, so Centennial. Sorry. Okay. Yep. Springfield over Normal Community, 63-43. Rock Island beat Chatham Glenwood, 74-53. Richwoods lost to Wheaton Warrenville South, 51-48. Chicago North Lawndale beat Bloomington, 56-37. Brimfield lost to Bloomington Central Catholic, 66-55. Peoria Christian lost to Rockford Lutheran, 47-24. Alaman fell to Rock Falls, 52-51. Peoria Manual, Manual over IVC, 54-49. Moline beat Dunlap, 61-55. They lost a close game to Marshall, 48-44. Marshall had given Rock Island their first loss this season. Danville Schlarman defeated Peoria Central, 60-54. Washington over Springfield Lamphere, 48-29. Our halftime score here is Galesburg 50, Sullivan 15. If Galesburg wins, they will play at 8:30 tonight against the second place team from the other pool, and we're not sure who that's going to be at this point because it's probably going to go to the tiebreaker depending on what happens in the other games later today. As if Mattoon wins out, they'll be moving to the game just before ours tonight, so it'll be either Vandalia, Effingham St. Anthony, Decatur MacArthur. I'm guessing more likely Vandalia because they've got a win over on that side. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk about our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See me, Timothy Campus in Galesburg, about Shelter's companion policy discounts.
And now for a message from Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Attention parents and grandparents, do you want to help give your child a great financial head start in life? You can. For just pennies a day now, you can give them $10,000 in whole life insurance that doubles to $20,000 at no extra cost during age 18. Later on, regardless to their health or job, your child has a right to buy additional coverage at adult rates, providing total coverage of up to $100,000. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value you can borrow from. Low childhood rates that lock in for the life of the policy, benefits that double, plus the right to add more, that's security and valuable protection from Gerber Life, a name known and respected for generations. Get started now. Call Gerber Life Grow Up Plan at 800-372-4043. That's 800-372-4043, or visit us at mygrowupplan.com. Remember, it costs you just pennies a day now. For free information or to sign up now, call 800-372-4043. Gerber Life Insurance Company, White Plains, New York, 10605. Policy Form Series GPP12. Policy Form ICC 12 GPP. The Grow Up Insurance Policy contains terms which may affect the benefits provided. Please contact us for costs and details of coverage. Interest rates apply to any policy loans.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy today. There is a chance of showers this morning. As you know, the little mist falling right now. Temperatures falling into the 30s by this afternoon and down to about 22 overnight. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 35 degrees, dropping to 22 again. Monday, partly sunny, a high of 35, a chance of snow flurries Monday night, and we'll be heading toward the teens and even single digits by Tuesday night. Right now it's 40 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streaks lead it here at halftime by a score of 50-15 over the Sullivan Lady Redskins. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. It's been all Galesburg. The Streaks only missed one free throw in the first half, and it was the very last one they took. Sammy Thompson missed one. Streaks went 11 for 12 from the free throw line, 5 3-pointers. 14 points for Lexi Daniels, including 4 threes and a 2. 12 points for Sabrina Clay, including 3 baskets and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Shaylee Florine, 2 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 7 points for Raina Gully, 2 baskets, 3 for 3 from the line. 5 points for Casey Williams, 3 and 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Sammy Thompson on 3 baskets. Again, 5 3-pointers for the Streaks. Sullivan with just 2 players that scored in the game. Emily Neuhauser got in foul trouble. She scored 6 points all in the first quarter. She's got 3 fouls. 9 points for Britton Boyer. A couple of baskets and, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 for 6 from the free throw line. They only had Tatum Ellis attempted a free throw. They were 5 for 7 from the free throw line. That's it for their scoring.
Yeah, team stats favor the Streaks as well. Turnovers have been pretty even. 11 turnovers for Sullivan, Streaks with 9, but look at the rebounding discrepancy. 19 for the Streaks, only 5 rebounds in that first half for Sullivan, including 1 offensive. The Streaks had 8, Streaks had 8 offensive rebounds. Sullivan only got 16 shots in the air, and they were 5 of 16, 0 of 4 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, were 17 of 28, 5 of 9 from 3-point range. And some individual stats are pretty telling. The Lexi Daniels, to go with her 14 points, she has 3 steals, 7 rebounds. Raina Goley with 7 assists and a steal to go with a rebound to go with her 7 points. 6 rebounds for Sabrina Clay and a steal, and 3 assists for Casey Williams with a steal and 1 rebound. So the Streaks doing a good job playing team basketball right now, Tom.
Streaks lead at 50-15 here at halftime. I'm guessing we start with a continuous clock, don't we?
No, it wouldn't probably
not
be until
the fourth quarter. Okay, I wasn't sure how they did it. I know football they do it the entire second half, so we'll see. Hopefully the Streaks can continue building this lead here as they're up by 35 points here to start the second half. Sullivan with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks come out with Raina Gully, Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, and Sabrina Clay. On the dribble, this is Stewart working against Raina Gully. Picks it up on the left wing. Tab of the key gives to Ellis. Ellis dribbles right, kicks out to the right wing to Marshall. Marshall back to Stewart in the right corner. Now to Marshall. She fires the three, can't hit it. Weak side rebound. Neuhauser misses the shot. Casey Williams with a rebound. Casey with it across midcourt right side. Streaks now going from our left to our right. We're on the left end of the floor here. Reyna kicks off to Sabrina. Fires from the free throw line. Can't hit. Shaley there with the inside position. Rebound and put back. She's got eight. Got inside. Boyer laid it up and in. Make it 52-15 streaks. Just underway here in the second half. Now this is Ellis down the right side. Switches over and travel with the basketball. No call. Goes to the floor. Lost his handle on it. Reyna Gully comes up with it. 2-on-3 break. Reyna goes to the left wing. Now she'll pull it back out and set for the streaks. See what they come out, and looks like they're going to go back to the 1-3-1, or it is a man. Now, nice move by Reyna. Split three defenders. Went up with a left hand, laid it up and in. She's got nine. Make it 54-15 streaks, under 7 minutes to play.
Good thing Reyna identified the defense before you did, because you noticed there was no back line after she beat her girl.
Now a near steal by Reyna. Knocked it away. Boyer comes up with it. Drives down the right side. Kicks out to Marshall. She'll fire a three. It's an air ball. Rebound, Shaley Foreen. Hands off to Reyna Gully. Reyna will run it down the left side across the midcourt circle.
Who shot that one up? Was that Ellis?
That was Ellis, yes. Or no, was it Ellis? No, I think it was Marshall.
Okay,
actually.
I keep getting the two of them confused because they look similar and they both are wearing headbands.
So this is Sabrina, top of the key with it. Right wing it goes to Lexi. Now down on the low block. Shaley turns, lays it up and in. Nice feed from Lexi to Shaley. She lays it up and in. She's got 10 now. Make it 56-15 streak. 6:15 to play here in the third quarter. Now Ella stops and fires a three. She can't hit. Rebound to Casey Williams. Gives way to Lexi. Now it's Reyna Gully. Down the right side. Got it to, off the hand of Shaley. Shaley had to save it in bounds. What happened? It was a hard bounce when Reyna got it. She kind of lost and made the pass as the ball was bouncing high to Shaley, and she had to chase it down. Now it's Boyer down on the low block, and she lays it up and in. She's got 11 now. Make it 55-17 streaks.
56-17.
Or 56-17 streaks with 5:45 to play here in the third quarter. Out high right side, it is Sabrina Clay. Out high left side to Shaley. Now left wing, Reyna down on the left block. Sabrina back out for Reyna. She'll fire the three. Bounces off strong. And the rebound run down by, Casey Williams got a hand on it. But finally, Marshall ran it down for Sullivan.
Good strong rebound by Marshall, too. She saw Casey coming and just ripped the ball away.
Now Boyer drives baseline, shot blocked by Sabrina, gets the rebound back, and this time there was no foul, but they call one. First time, and that was one of those that, we heard the slap that time on the first shot, and they didn't call it. Honestly, I was really, really surprised. The foul went against, Sabrina Clay picks up her second. I honestly really thought that the officiating was going to be about the opposite of what it is here today. Yeah. I really didn't think we would get any calls as Britton Boyer hits the first of two. So Sabrina's got two, Shaley's got two, Kaylin with two, and Sammy with two for the
technical
streaks.
On the bench. We've got a technical on head coach Sherry McLean, so that's going to...
So Boyer will get to shoot her second free throw, but they're going to move him off the line. Then the Streaks will get to shoot the technical and get the ball.
Yeah.
So Boyer should get to shoot her second free throw, and then the Streaks will shoot a tee, and I don't know who he's going to put up. Probably Reyna, I'm guessing, with the...
I'm going Lexi.
Yeah, with the ones that are out there.
And Coach McLean now cannot leave her seat for the rest of the game.
Second shot for Boyer is up and good. So now we'll walk it the other way. Streaks will get the two technical free throws. No, he's going to put Reyna up there.
Oh,
two technical free throws, and Streaks will get the basketball. Well, Lexi hasn't gotten to the free throw line that much. She hasn't gotten there at all today.
Yeah, but she's been
lights
out today.
That is true.
I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with Reyna. She's always a good option, but...
And hits the first.
Lexi's obviously
feeling it. I don't think it would have made a difference. Yeah, well, I don't think it would have made a difference. They were going to go in anyway. 57-19 Streaks, 5:19 to play third quarter. So Streaks will have the basketball as well as Rain bounces the second one through. She's got 11 now, make it 58-19.
Streak basketball. Somebody's got to toss it in. Kaylin's going to get the call on that one.
So Kaylin Boydson, Sammy Thompson, Reyna Gully, Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels on the court for the Streaks. Kayla inbound at midcourt, gives to Reyna Gully in the backcourt. She'll walk it across in the center circle. The big green M in the middle of the floor gives to Sammy on high left side, on high right side. Sabrina right wing. It goes to Reyna. Gets it down on the right block to Sammy. Her shot partially blocked, and coming down with a rebound is Boyer. Looked like it was Stewart that got a hand on the basketball. And now, oh, come on. Now now we're going to get ridiculous. There was no contact there, and Sammy got called for her third foul. Okay, so.
Got to appease the fans.
Yep, apparently so. 5:04 to play in the third quarter. And it'll be Newhouser to inbound on the far sideline out near midcourt. Gets it to Boyer down on the right block, spins and ran into. Oh, come on! She ran right over Sabrina Clay. She does a spin move, drops her shoulder, and they call Sabrina. Sabrina was set. And because she didn't fall down, that was a horrible call.
Well, great job by Sabrina. She knew exactly where Boyer was going, so she let her feel the contact. Once Boyer starts to spin, she countered and cut her off. And realistically, you know, in most leagues, that's a no call.
Yeah.
Because all it is, you know, some contact down in the post. In fact, I would have loved to have these officials against Rock Island.
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, first free throw up and good by Boyer. But, yeah, I mean, Sabrina knew. Yeah, we've talked about the move she does. She does the same move every time, and Sabrina was waiting for it and took the contact, and call went the wrong way. Second shot is up, and Boyer hits that one.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, most times that's a no call, let alone a call at all. I mean, I can't believe that elicited a whistle.
Sammy Thompson, Raina Gully out between the circles. Raina looks over the defense, gives to Lexi, high post, drives in, tried to dish to Shaley, lost it, but Kaylin came up with it. Now Raina penetrates to the free throw line to Kaylin, left wing, puts it on the floor, gives it back to Raina out high on the left side. She'll reset for the Streaks, 4:40 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 58-21 lead. Raina dribbles to the right wing now, gives to Shaley down on the right block, leans in right side, lost her balance on the way up, and the rebound comes down to Stewart for Sullivan. Now it's Neuheiser. Lost a handle on, now got it back, put it up off the glass and in from 8. Neuheiser with 8, and the Streaks lead 58-23. Raina with it, gives to Sammy Thompson out high on the left side, high right side to Shaley, right wing to Raina. They were waiting for the give and go that time, got knocked away. Kaylin comes up with it, now Raina with it. Raina Gully brings it back out and resets for the Streaks. Man-to-man defense by Sullivan. Raina goes to the left wing, picks up, swings it to Kaylin, top of the key, she'll dribble right, picks up on the wing, bounces for Shaley down on the low block, turned, and a jump ball call. That was an awfully quick jump ball, but Stewart briefly tied her up before Shaley ripped the ball away. Fortunately for the Streaks, the possession or points their way.
There was also a lot of contact on the arms, too. If you're going to call the tic-tac at one end, you have to call it back down here, too.
Inbound pass knocked away and stolen by Neuheiser. She loses her balance and gets it off to Stewart. Stewart across midcourt. Dribbles right and bump from
Kaylin's
behind.
Kaylin's going to get a call from the other side of the floor. My Lord.
So Kaylin picks up her third foul.
I don't know how you're making that call from the other side of the floor. The official on top of the ball didn't make that call.
Sabrina Clay checks back in, as does Casey Williams, as they replace Sammy Thompson and Kaylin Boydston. Stewart inbound from the far sideline, 3:47 to play third quarter. And it comes to Maddie Dickens in for Sullivan. Top of the key, this is Stewart to Dickens out high on the left side. Back to Stewart between the circles. High post, it goes to Boyer, drives in and splits the defenders. Nice move. I don't know how she got through there. Laid it up and in. Sabrina and Shaley were right there. Somehow she split them and got through there and laid it up and in. 58-25, Streaks 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. Shaley, top of the key on high right side to Raina. Down on the right block, Sabrina leans in, puts it up off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes down to Neuheiser. Neuheiser for Sullivan across midcourt right side. On the dribble, gets to Boyer down on the block, and she spins and faces up. Now goes back toward the baseline. Shot blocked. Oh, my goodness. Shot blocked by Sabrina Clay right on the ball. My goodness. I mean, that was as clean as it gets. Body, there was distance between the two of them, and Sabrina picks up her third foul, or fourth foul.
Fourth foul.
Jeez. So Boyer goes to the free throw line with 2:03:11 to play here in the third.
The officials are going to extend this game as long as possible, it looks like.
Well, hopefully we'll keep, we're what, 32 points now. Hopefully we're going to keep the 30-point lead and have the continuous clock.
It's slipping away, Tom.
Yeah, I know. First free throw is good, 58-26. Now make it 27 if she hits
both.
That's
her sixth free throw of the quarter, is it not?
Yeah. Yep. Make it 58-27. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks need to score a few baskets here. We want the minimum 30-point lead. As Raina gets tied up, and the ball gets knocked into the backcourt, and the officials are looking at each other, and the official who didn't really see what happened decided to get it. Yeah, he said, I'll give it to Sullivan. Now Evan Massey calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:58 to play in the third. It's Galesburg 58, Sullivan 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
2:58 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 58-27 here in game three of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. It will be Sullivan basketball as Neuhauser will inbound from midcourt just in front of the scorer's table. Casey Williams, Raina Gully, Lexi Daniels, Sammy Thompson, Shaylee Florine in for the Streaks as Sabrina went to the bench with her fourth foul. This is Boyer out on the right wing, dribbles to the baseline, leans in. Oh, and stealing it away. A blocking call on Casey Williams. Boyer turned it, handed her the basketball, and that should have either been a jump ball or just a steal by Casey. They call her for blocking. She turned and literally had the ball on her hip and turned and handed it to Casey.
Somebody must have given a copy of the box score to the officials that had.
Yeah, apparently.
There was a free throw disparity. Let's even that up in a hurry.
Wow. First free throw is good for Boyer. She's I don't even have room in my third quarter in my scorebook now. Should have been making my circle smaller. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
she's
7,
got, what,
9,
11
10,
in the 11,
quarter? Yeah.
12
oh, 11, yeah. And she hits both free throws, make it 58-29. Come on, Streaks, only a 29-point lead now. We need to get back up to a 30-point lead. Raina penetrates, tries to dish to Shaylee, stolen away by Boyer. Boyer on the dribble, lofts it off her leg. Casey Williams comes up with a two-on-one break. Casey down the left side, leans in with the left hand, lays it up. No, Shaylee with a rebound up off the glass. No good, gets it back again. Up, can't hit, but she's fouled. I think it's going to go either Stewart or Boyer. I believe Stewart. Alyssa Stewart, I think, is going to does go against Stewart, and that is her fourth foul. So Shaylee goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 10 points in the ballgame, 58-29 Streaks, 2:26 to play third quarter. Shaylee puts the first one up and in.
You have your scoring list over there?
Let's see. Here it is.
Where was, let's see, Boyer was 24 points behind her teammate, so she's catching on.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 out of 14 from the line in the game for Boyer. As Shaylee hits the second. Back to a 31-point lead, 60-29, 2:25 to play, third quarter. This is Neuhauser on the left wing, double team, now dribbles out of it, now goes back to the wing, kicks right baseline to Boyer. Her 18-footer way off the mark, Sammy with a rebound, two-on-one break for the Streaks. Lexi Daniels down the right side, bounces for Shaylee. Shaylee up off the glass and got it. Nice look by Lexi, great job by Shaylee running the floor. She lays it up and in, 62-29 Streaks, just over 2 minutes to play, third quarter.
This third quarter is taking as long as the whole first half.
Yeah.
Time.
Three-pointer up for Neuhauser is good. She's got 11, make it 62-32 Streaks, 1:50 to play in the third.
You can always tell that the local team getting some love. The PA announcer a little bit more emphatic when Neuhauser scores.
Now Casey Williams drives baseline, lays it up and in. What a great move by Casey. She's got 7, 64-32 Streaks. Faked from the left wing, drove baseline, laid it up and in with a right hand. 1:33 to play. Now it's Boyer top of the key with it. Shaylee backs off of her. Good move.
The old adage, if your feet hurt, you hurt everywhere. You know, it's so true because it throws off your knees, your hips.
And rebound on to Marshall.
Now Boyer with it on the right baseline. Leans in, lays it up, can't hit. Shaylee with a rebound. Now it's Raina on the run. 2-on-3 break. Raina is going to go between the legs and pull it back out between the circles. Picks up, gets to Shaylee on high left side. 1:09 to play in the third. Casey Williams left wing. It's a pick from Shaylee, penetrates, right down the right side, gets hammered, and is it going to go against Boyer or Dickens? I think they're probably going to call Dickens.
Yep.
Yep. Maddie Dickens gets the call, and that's her first foul. And Casey Williams is going to go to the free throw line. Again, good recognition by Casey. Seeing the opening, penetrating there, getting it up off the glass, couldn't hit. 1:02 to play here in the third quarter. Casey at the free throw line with two shots. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. Streaks lead 64-32. Ooh, that one in and out, no good. Casey had hit her first two from the line. She's got 7 points.
Only the second miss of the game for the Streaks from the stripe.
So Casey Williams at the free throw line. Looks like Kaylin Boyson's ready to come in for him. Missed the second one. Rebound comes down to Neuhauser. 57 seconds to play in the quarter. Neuhauser between the circles for Sullivan. Out high left side to Dickens. Left baseline it goes to Marshall. Marshall goes to the wing, picks up, gets it down on the block to Neuhauser. We're going to have a reach call against Casey. Reached around trying to front. Got a piece of the arm. That is the second on Casey.
Two shots.
How's it a two-shot foul? Oh, it's got to be one bonus. Yeah, should be. I say it should be a one-and-one there.
Well, so the official originally signaled two. Now he's signaling one and one.
So, you know,
that's only the seventh on the quarter on the streak. So only three Sullivan.
49.3 to play here in the third. Streaks lead 64-32. Neuhauser at the free throw line. The Eastern Illinois recruit. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. She's a good player, and I'm just not seeing Division One though. I don't know.
Unless, you know, we just haven't seen very much of her good because she was in foul trouble the whole first half.
Yeah, that's true. Second shot is up.
But I agree
with
you. I mean, she doesn't look. We were told 5'10".
I don't believe so.
She looks shorter than. Yeah, she's
shorter. Not that much taller than Kaylin.
Yeah.
Raina Gully.
She's about Lexi Daniels' height.
Lexi, three-pointer, top of the key. Got it. Thank you very much.
14,
she's got 17, 67-34, 30 seconds to play, third quarter. Neuhauser lost a handle, now got it back. Now on the dribble out high left side. Splits the defenders, goes down the left side of the lane, lays it off too hard, and Shaley with a rebound. I think Shaley bothers her when she goes in. I think same thing with Boyer a couple of times. 15 seconds to play. Streaks lead 67-34. Looks like they'll work for one shot. Raina Gully on the dribble in the center circle. Gets a pick from Shaley, dribbles right to the wing. Picks up and gets to Lexi, top of the key. She'll fire the three. That one's short. Rebound, Kaylin Boyston leans in up off the glass. No, gets her own rebound. Now fighting for it. Ball goes to the floor. Neuhauser has it, and she dribbles out the clock. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streak 67, the Sullivan Rady Ledskins 34. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The old adage, if your feet hurt, you hurt everywhere, you know, is so true because it throws off your knees, your hips, your back. My name is Dr. Teresa Hughes. I'm a podiatrist with the Galesburg Clinic. I'm a specialist in foot and ankle, lower leg only. I think that just makes me more knowledgeable to get a diagnosis faster because we're going to know what we're looking for and get you back to doing what you want to do a lot quicker.
Get back on your feet with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic, OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
8 minutes to play here in Mattoon. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sullivan Lady Redskins 67-34. We'll see if we have continuous clock. What they did last night, they let it go during a free throw, but then stopped it during an inbound play. So we'll see what happens here. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, the Galesburg High boys in action. They will take on Rochester. That'll be 11:30 tip-off over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Second game of the morning, so it should be pretty close on time. About 11:10 for the pregame, 11:30 tip.
What time
with
do they
Brad
start?
Brad Benowitz at 11:30.
No, the tournament over there, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock,
wow,
yeah. I know, rather than 8:30 like here. I know. So Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with that action coming up here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Neuhauser drives down the right side, lays it up too strong. Boyer down with the rebound, just let her go. And she missed it. And the rebound knocked away by Casey. It's going to go back to Sullivan. Glad the Streaks did just kind of let her go up on that one. And, I think it bothers her. They're expecting contact, and both of them missed shots. Dickens will inbound from the left baseline for Sullivan.
Well, in all fairness to them, they've gotten the calls when there hasn't been contact.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Three-pointer no good by Dickens. Rebounds off the hand of Casey Williams. And in the paint, we're going to have a tie-up.
Nope, we're going to get a foul.
Foul on Casey. She dove after the loose ball. There was probably less contact there than there was on the initial rebound when Casey had it knocked away. So Casey picks up her third foul. So, and back to the free throw line.
Yeah, who's there? I don't know how we don't have this down yet.
Yeah, Paisley Meyer goes this time.
The official's a little confused as to who was supposed to go to the line, and you have called eight fouls on the streak so far in the half.
I thought maybe Boyer was going to try to step to the line, but shot is up, no good. Rebound, Casey Williams. As Meyer missed the free throw, the clock didn't stop on that, did it? I don't think it did. Yeah. Or it did? No, it did two stop. It did stop because we still over. Yeah, that would have taken enough time that we should be way less than 7 minutes by now. So it did stop during the free throw. Now Casey Williams, left wing, penetrates, gets a pick from Shaley, lays it up too strong, rebound comes down to Newhouse. A good move again by Casey, a little strong on the shot.
A little frustrated with herself, too. Yeah. She showed some frustration, and that's good because she recognized that that's one she's got to have.
Newhouse, step back three is no good. Should have been a travel as two Sullivan players came down with a rebound. Shot blocked by Shaley, rebound to Reyna. Now it's a two-on-two break. Lexi Daniels goes to the right wing. She'll pull it back out, gets to Reyna right of the center circle. Just under 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Right wing, Sammy Thompson with it. Now Shaley Florine, top of the key. Now Reyna Gully, top of the key. Wide open underneath Sammy Thompson. Turns left side up off the glass and in. 8 for Sammy. 69-34 streaks. Nice feed again. Another assist for Reyna Gully. She's pushing a double-double, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She's got 9 assists now.
Who was dribble? Newhouser, yes.
Sorry, who had that last rebound for the streaks down here?
It was Reyna.
Reyna, okay.
As they call a foul on Shaley.
That's her standing third. Still.
Yeah, as Newhouser drove around her, and she may have bumped Shaley as she was going up, but Shaley got called for the foul. So Newhouser goes to the line with two shots, and yes, the clock is stopped. So apparently we aren't doing continuous clock. In and out, no good on the first free throw. As checking back in is Green, and she'll replace Dickens for Sullivan.
We need a floor correspondent to find out why there's no running clock.
Yeah. 6:31
I'm pretty
play.
Sure there was running clock last year here.
And we had it briefly last night or late yesterday afternoon as the second free throw was good. But they didn't do it properly. 6:31 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 69-35.
Well, I'm kind of surprised the starters are still out there, but I guess Coach Massey's probably figuring that it's, you know, almost 12 hours till the next game.
Yeah.
So it's not as if they're not going to have time to rest up.
Yeah. Lexi, top of the key, dribbles right. Hands off to Reyna. She'll bring it back between the circles. Working against Lane Cameron, who's in now. Now Boyer. As Reyna got it down on the left block to Shaley. She made a nice spin move to the basket, laid it up and in, and make it 71-35. Quickly back the other way, Boyer. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Boyer went up. Shaley stepped away from her. She put the shot up, and she got called for a foul.
And the official talking to her, I don't know what he could possibly be saying.
She literally stepped away from her. There was not even close to being any contact.
Coach Massey not happy, but understands the scoreboard. So.
Unbelievable. Gee whiz. So that is 4 on Shaley. I mean, she literally had her hands up and stepped away.
I think Coach Massey just sent Sabrina in and told her don't foul.
Which, honey, it's like, how do I do that, Coach? That's almost impossible in this game.
Yeah, so she missed the first
goodness.
One.
Second shot is up. That one's good.
That broke a streak of 8 in a row she'd hit. The first miss.
71-36 streaks. Now a nice dish from Reyna to Sabrina. Under the basket, lay it up and good. And there's, 10 assists
11.
Now for 11 for Reyna. And 11
an
points.
On the last one, even though it probably
Yeah, counted. it probably was.
She didn't move very far after
double,
she
double-double, two-pointer by Stewart, top of the key, bounces and falls through. They counted it as a three. Her foot was over the line, and they counted it as a three. Her foot was over the line, and they gave her a three-pointer. Wow. I'm not sure what game they're watching. Well, okay, now they put it out there. Now they was long. They were just
they gave it to
the scoreboard.
Streaks first.
Oh, okay. Lexi Daniels tied up on the right wing, looks for help, and finally gets it to Shaley down on the right block, leans in. Some contact, no call, puts it up over Boyer and in.
Oh, they're not going to call that both ways.
18 for Shaley, make it 75-39. This is Boyer, right wing, pulls up. They didn't call a foul on her 18-footer. She missed it. Casey Williams with a rebound. There was Shaley was probably as close on that one as she was on the last one.
I'll be honest with you, if I was Coach McClain, I'd be telling her that she should not be shooting from farther than 5 feet out because she's either scored or gone to the line every time. And that's a phantom call, too, but it's going to go in the streak's favor. Stewart's going to get called for the foul.
Hmm.
She and Sabrina were sliding along the floor to get the loose ball, and I didn't even think there was much contact.
She's fouls out. Yeah, Stewart fouls out of the ballgame. Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from. So checking in for the streaks. We got Kayla Townsville, Kaylin Boydston, Maddie Ross, and also Sage Milroy in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks in there with Sabrina Clay. 4:47 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 75-39.
Marshall's going to come in to get Stewart, who fouls out. She's going to get a nice applause from the Sullivan faithful and the bench.
And it comes to Kaylin Boydston, left of the center circle. on the dribble, gives to Madison Ross out high on the right side, top of the key, Sabrina Clay out high left side to Kaylin Boyson. Kaylin fakes, puts it on the floor, picks up and gives to Sage Milroy right wing. She'll go down the baseline, picks up, bounces for Sabrina. Sabrina drives down the right side lane, lays it up, got it, and she was fouled. Again, no call against Boyer. Nice move by Sabrina Clay.
You know,
she's
now
got 16.
Thinking about time, I don't. She gets a steal there. I'm thinking that we didn't have running clock last year in some of the games.
Okay, now Kayla Townsend drives left baseline, high off the glass, can't hit. Got herself a little bit too far under. Rebound to Boyer. Now it's Neuhauser with it, and it's she lost a handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. Kaylin Boyson there to bother her, and the Streaks get it back on the Sullivan turnover as Emily Minard, the freshman, checks in to replace Sabrina Clay, and she gets a nice hand from the Galesburg bench. 77-39, Streaks lead 4-7 to play in the ball game. Streaks will move to 14-1 on the season. Emily Minard down high right, left side to Madison Ross. Now right wing, Kaylin Boyson, give and go. Minard driving the right side lane, gets hammered again by Boyer, no call. Now Kayla Townsend gets hammered, no call. How in the world do you not call those fouls? Now running down the other side, Neuhauser lays it up and in. I mean, Minard got mugged on her shot. Nice look from Kaylin Boyce inside to Madison Ross, but he got knocked away. Coming up with it was Green for Sullivan. Now Boyer on the dribble. Kayla Townsend all over. Now goes down to the right baseline. 10-footer up by
Lane Cameron.
Lane Cameron, she puts it up and in. Her first basket. They've only had four players score with that basket. 3:21 to play. Streaks lead 77-43. Right wing, Kaylin Boydston with it. Top of the key, it's Sage Milroy on high right side now. Milroy with it, gives out high left side to Kayla Townsend. She'll drive down the left side of the lane, up with the left hand, up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Kayla Townsend.
Went left hand the whole way, too. Very impressive move there by Kayla.
79-73. Now three-pointer left wing, no good by Neuhauser. Rebound, Madison Ross. Gets to Kayla Townsend. Townsend down court to Emily Minard. Picks it up on the left wing, gives to Kayla Townsend. 2:43 to play. Now Kaylin Boyson left of the center circle on the dribble. Bounces for Madison Ross out high on the right side, high left side. Another foul on Boyer not called as she ran into Emily Minard. She gets it off to Kaylin Boyson. She drives baseline, and she's fouled by Alyssa Marshall.
The scoreboard operator is not the quickest.
Well, it was okay in the first half. Just this second half, he's been really slow getting the baskets up there.
Putting him on the wrong side.
Yeah. Maybe they switched at halftime. Kaylin Boyston hits the first.
They didn't even put it up there yet.
So Kaylin hits the first. Her second is up, and that one's in and out. Rebound comes down to Boyer. 2:30 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 78-43. This is Neuhauser on the dribble. Long three-pointer. And just way off there. She didn't have that good looking a shot either. I would take Lexi Daniels any day shooting a three. Now Neuhauser gets it back up on the feet from Boyer. Missed it again. And a rebound to Kaylin Boyston for the Streaks. I'm not seeing Division One, but
no,
maybe Eastern's not that good. I don't know. Emily Minert, left wing. It's Kayla Townsend.
Maybe her coach is her dad's on the coaching staff.
Nice move by Kayla down the right side of the lane. Laid it up too soft, and the rebound comes down to elbow swinging there by Lane Cameron. Nice hustle by Kayla Townsend. Couldn't get it to fall. 1:50 to play in the ball game. 78-43 Streaks. Top of the key. Another three fired by Neuhauser, but Kaylin Boyson got a piece of her. She's going to get three free throws. Fourth foul on Kaylin. Part of that was she kind of tried to jump past her, but it's kind of weird shot by Neuhauser. Kind of like leans in and moves forward.
Yeah, she twists her body in a weird way.
Yeah, so she'll go to the line for three shots with 1:46 to play in the ball game. Hits the first.
Should be 80-44, even though the scoreboard only has 78.
So I wasn't sure if it's supposed to be 80 or 79.
80.
Okay. Second shot, no good.
They didn't put the two up from Kayla Townsend. In fact, it doesn't show on the individual scoring side either. Britton and Marshall come out of the game. And Boyer, excuse me, and Marshall.
Streaks with four players in double figures here this morning. Third shot is up, and that one is good for Neuhauser, and she is going to check out and be replaced by Tatum Ellis. So the Streaks, now it says 80-45, 1:46 to play in the ball game.
That took a while.
This is Megan Lingefelter in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as she replaced Kaylin Boydston. Now at high right side, this is Emily Miner to Madison Ross, left wing to Lingefelter. Megan looking over the defense, gives to Kayla Townsville, dribbles right, kicks out to Sage Milroy, right wing, fires a three. That one's short. Rebound Kayla Townsville, and lost a handle on it, saved it inbounds, and chasing after it is going to go back to the Streaks. I hope they called a travel. Yeah, it's going to go back to the Streaks as Haley Rose chased it down and slid on her knees across the floor so the Streaks get it back. Good hustle by Kayla Townsville. She lost a handle. She had a wide open look after the rebound, but lost a handle on it on her way up. Townsville to inbound. And it comes to Sage Milroy. Drives down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, and got it.
Great looking move right there by Sage. Very assertive. She saw that she had an opening. She took it right away instead of taking the short jumper.
1:10 to play in the ballgame, 82-45 Streaks. This is Ellis, top of the key, out high left side to Rose. Rose against Kayla Townsville, picks up, gives to Ellis left wing, traveled, no call, goes to the free throw line, stops, knocked away by Sage Milroy. Coming up with it is Abby Cravata. Cravata drives baseline, got it knocked away, got it back, and got it to Rose on the left wing. Boy, really hawking the ball. Kayla Townsville doing a great job defensively. Now the ball knocked away by Sage Milroy. It's going to go back to Sullivan. Now this right here is the difference between the big schools and small schools. When you got five players out there for Galesburg that are far and away better than the bench players for Sullivan. That's
right.
The big difference between the big schools and small schools is the depth. I mean, if these, as a double dribble's called on Ellis and the Streaks in the back, if these were the starters in the game, we would probably win by the same amount, honestly. Streaks lead at 82-45, 40 seconds to play in the ball game. Megan Lingefelter gives to Emily Miner, top of the key. Now at high right side, Madison Ross, right wing to Megan Lingefelter, give and go to Emily Miner. Lost it, got it back on the baseline, kicks back out to Megan Lingefelter. Now back to Emily Miner, down on the block, leans in, up off the glass, bounce off too strong, got her own rebound, and gets tied up, and possession arrow points toward Galesburg. Good hustle by Megan Lingefelter, by Emily Miner. Couldn't get the shot to fall, went after the offensive rebound, 23.4 to play. Kayla Townsville to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Madison Ross on the left block. Madison lost the handle on it, but it got. Oh, it's going to go to Sullivan. So Madison lost the handle on it. Got knocked away.
Give it to Galesburg.
Okay, it is going to go back to the Streaks. So he pointed this way. Now he's pointing the other way. So
the other official overruled him.
So it did get knocked away from Madison Ross. Kayla Townsend inbounds from the left baseline this time, and into Emily Miner, wide open on the right block, lays it up and in. Nice pass from Kayla. Nice shot by Emily. Make it 84-45 Streaks. 14 seconds to play.
Shaley up cheering for her very loudly.
Now ball knocked away, and we're going to have a tie-up. Good hustle again, Kayla Townsville and Sage Milroy there. This time it's going to go back to Sullivan with 7.7 seconds to play. So the Streaks will move to 14-1. Sullivan will drop to 10-2 on the season, suffering back-to-back losses here. And it comes to Cravata, dribbles right, knocked away by Sage Milroy, goes back to Sullivan with 3.7 seconds to play.
There should be at least some running clock under 30
You would
think.
Well, it gives all these girls a little bit of extra playing time, though.
Switch sides with balls being knocked out of bounds and tie-ups.
And Rose just lost the ball. Time runs out. The final score, Galesburg 84, Sullivan 45. Streaks now 14-1 on the season. They'll play at 8:30 tonight against whom we're not going to know for a while today. But the Streaks with a big win today over a pretty highly touted Class 2A team in Sullivan. And the Streaks just absolutely dismantled them here this morning. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll talk a little bit about this one. Neymar Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Run down our final stats and more. Streaks win at 84-45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.